Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. If you heard yesterday's broadcast, I began an introduction, or if you will, laying a foundation for what the Lord would have me share this week. And we looked at several verses from 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, up to chapter 21. And this involves the events in the life of David and Jonathan as well, when it was determined that Saul was not going to be king. He had disobeyed the Lord. Samuel, the prophet, came to him and said, "The Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel, because hath the Lord as great delight in burnt sacrifices as he does as in obedience, and as, you know, wickedness, iniquity, and rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft." Those are very strong words. And so Saul was the first king of Israel, was rejected from being king over Israel. But it took some time for who God chose to be, who would be a man after his own heart. That was the youngest son of Jesse, who dwelt at Bethlehem. And when Samuel came to them, he looked at all of his sons and he said, there's no one here that God has spoken to me to anoint. And he questions Jesse, and he said, "Well, the youngest is in the field with the sheep." And of course, that was David. So he anointed him. But a significant time passed before that word was fulfilled. And so often that would be true in our lives. God speaks to us personally, or perhaps a prophetic word, and we feel that God has determined a course or a purpose for our lives, which generally is a confirmation, at least the days in which we're living in, and yet it doesn't come to pass right away. And so we sometimes get discouraged and question God, question the Word, question yourself. We begin to question. But David, this was a literal act where anointing oil was poured on his head. And then he was familiar. He was taken into the court of Saul, and Saul had an evil spirit, the word says. And as he played, that spirit departed from him for a while. But after Jonathan really inquired from his father that they were having it was a feast of the new moon, and when he didn't appear the second day, and Jonathan told him why, then he threw his javelin at Jonathan. And so it was definitely determined that the Lord was going to anoint David, that he was going to be the future king. And there was friendship, of course, between Jonathan and David. He reported the incident. And so in chapter 1, David fled, and he went to the priest at Nob, and he didn't even have a weapon. He didn't have food, and he asked for bread. And the priest told him, Ahimelech the priest, that they just had consecrated bread and as far as the sword, just the sword of Goliath. And so, remember, Jesus made a reference to David. He ate that sanctified bread, if you will, a hallowed bread that only it was fitting for the priest to eat. So that shows the fulfilling of the law that Jesus was going to bring, not just cut and dried statutes, but there was going to be the law that was going to be written on the hearts of his people. So, all right, now we're back to where we want to be. Chapter 22, he fled from the priests, and then he went to the Philistines, and it was the king of Gath, Achish, and basically he had a short stay there. But to chapter 22, David departed from thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down to him. Now, this is what I want you to hear. Verse 2, obviously word got around. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, all the malcontents, all the, not the fine upstanding citizens, if you will, but anyone that had a problem, those that were in debt, they gathered themselves unto David, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. Praise God. All right. So, when David was at the cave of Adullam, there was a ragtag group of renegades, and those that were discontented, they went to join him. And when we read 1 Samuel 22 and 2, which I just did, everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, everyone who was discontented, when we read that, these men seem to be nothing but a bunch of failures in terms of, the society and culture of their day. They obviously were not prospering of the Lord, apparently, but it's very interesting that there wasn't some of the strong army leaders and the military men of Israel going to join David. No, it was those who were a bunch of failures. So nonetheless, and this is again a good lesson for you, start where you're at. David became their leader and these men associated with him. You know, I don't know the reference right now, I won't turn, but there's later on in the scripture, there's an extolling of the mighty men of valor, those that joined themselves with David. They became mighty warriors. They were anointed of God to do what they had been called to do. They were wonderfully changed from who they were at the beginning. David's admirable spirit and the anointing that was upon him, listen to me, influenced and transformed these malcontents into a feared and powerful group of fighting men. What happened? Well, obviously, they were in the will of God as David was in the will of God, even though he went through sore trials. Saul pursued him to try to take his life, and David, he never lost a battle. These fighting men caught the spirit that was in David. From ordinary men that were down on their luck, if you will, to use a phrase in the word, luck is not such a thing, it's the blessing of the Lord. Because of that, they were transformed into warriors and men of boldness and men of courage and bravery. These men were changed. Why? Because they joined with the Lord's anointed. Now, what's so important about that? Well, beloved, who's our Jesus? He's the Lamb of God, but he's also the captain of the hosts. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And just as they were changed, as we identify with Jesus, with our Lord, the mighty warrior, as well as his anointed servants, those who've been raised up to edify and to teach the body of Christ, we are going to be transformed from a motley group of malcontents, as they were failures. We may have been just a total failure in the world, a group of people always trying to do better but failing. We can be changed, and this is God's heart for us, spiritual warriors that will strike terror into the heart of the devil and his demons. We know that is true because remember when he sent out his disciples, Jesus did, two by two, he gave them power and authority over all power of the enemy. Wherever they went, throughout the cities of Judah, throughout Galilee, wherever they all went, they did the works of Jesus and they came back rejoicing. Even the demons are subject to us. They healed the sick. They did all manner of those works that indicated the very presence of the God that they served. And so, beloved, when we catch the same spirit they have, that the early disciples had, that the mighty men of valor that David had, they were turned from failures into victorious spiritual giants, if you will, because they were aligned to fulfill the word of the Lord. And as David, when he finally ascended the throne, he never lost a battle. He had mighty men of war that knew how to fight, and God was with him, praise God. And the territory of Israel expanded further than it had ever been, and that went on into the reign of Solomon, his son. So when we catch the same spirit they have, we'll be inspired to do the very same exploits for God. Love bursts love, faith bursts faith, and a mighty man of God bursts mighty men of God, right? And even if you have, if you're not able to be in a church, you may be out in some rural area or looking for a church, you still are serving the captain of the host. Remember when he came to Joshua and he said, are you for us or against us? He said, nay, as a captain of the host, I am come. and then he recognized it was indeed the Lord Almighty. In Isaiah 42:9-17, verse 13, it says, the Lord shall go forth as a mighty man of war. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar, which means shout aloud, and he shall prevail or succeed or conquer his enemies. He shall prevail against his enemies. David was a mighty warrior. And the reason I shared this is there is a parallel in these times, New Testament times, that God is raising up a generation that shall be a generation of spiritual warriors. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown, and I hope you're being blessed as much as I am. I just love reading the scriptures. I love to hear and read the story of David, how God used him. You know, he was and is a type of Christ in scripture. So my time is gone. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs, and until tomorrow, we'll continue. Until then, this is Sister Judith saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.